You're listening to Upfront. I'm Brian Edwards Teeker. And when a mime troupe that does not actually consist of mimes tries to put the sound of San Francisco development politics to music, it sounds like this.
Oh, for God's sake.
We fly in like typhoons to snatch your doubloons. Your public resources we steal, slash, slashing away regulations till affordable barely be there. Just condos for rich folks' vacations.
That is an excerpt of the song Pirates from this summer's production by the San Francisco mime troupe Treasure Island, wherein pirates make money through development. The only buried treasure, it's radioactive waste. The troupe is now marking its 60th year of staging free political performances around the Bay Area, and I'm very pleased to be joined in studio by the lyricist behind this year's production, Daniel Savio. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about the concept of this year's production, Treasure Island.
Yeah, well, the basic concept is developers are pirates. And you may not realize it at first, but soon they reveal themselves in their tragic and horrific glory. I think we were searching for a way to have a show about environmental issues and specifically environmental justice, and to make it close to home and yet have issues that speak to the entire world. So that's really what we're watching when we see the show. Is it's a local story that brings up issues that are the same all over the world, of the most vulnerable people being railroaded into the most undesirable places to live and then kicked out subsequently when those places even so become desirable enough that developers want to use them to make some money off of them. And in the clip we heard, the pirates, the developers themselves, talking about how they are exploiting the public resources for private gain, which is also the story all over the world and very much so here in the Bay Area.
Treasure Island, land that was formerly military, now owned by the city and county of San Francisco. Big development target. There are plans to build some 6,000 homes there.
Yes.
Major concerns about rising sea levels and about the contamination left behind by military activities.
Exactly.
I have heard those issues discussed in a lot of forums. I never thought musical theater would be one of them.
Well, the troupe finds the ways to make people laugh and think at the same time. And, you know, not every show is equally funny. Some of them are more dramatic. Some of them are more comedic. But we try to make them all very informative. And we try to make them encouraging action on the part of the listener. We're trying to get people to not only find out about it, but also do something about it whenever possible.
The flip side of this is kind of development politics in a city that is ground zero for struggles over displacement and gentrification. And you, by tradition, kick off each year's production in Dolores Park. It's hard to imagine a public space that has been more transformed by the influx of tech workers and the exodus of immigrants, artists, and bohemians.
And Dolores Park and the Mission.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been a few years since I went to your production, Dolores Park. Last time I went, I kind of noticed, like, the mime troupe show went from being the center of the entire park's attention to something that was just kind of happening in a corner of the park while a lot of tech bros cavorted with beers and frisbees.
Yeah, I've noticed the same thing, and it presents both opportunities and challenges. I think we get some of that crowd to actually watch our show, which is really, really terrific, in fact. And our head writer, Michael Sullivan, has pointed out that a large number of the people who are in that crowd, who are just enjoying the day and are not necessarily there to see our show, those are folks who, although maybe they are earning a lot more dollars than I myself as a financially struggling artist, however, they're also paying a huge amount to live where they live. And so those folks are desperate to have even just a little bit of relaxation and fun because they spend the rest of their lives really, really struggling. So it's important to not demonize the workers when it's in fact the system that they're working within that is creating the situation that we object to. But I know exactly what you're saying. It used to be, yes, as you say, the mime troupe was the center of attention of the park, and that's not really quite so much true anymore. Although I have to say, this year went off without a hitch. Didn't find any disrespect from the crowd of folks who weren't there to see our show, and hopefully some of them did enjoy it and learn a little bit.
Like, how has making the mime troupe work changed over the years? Your business model is basically grab a few grants and then tour public parts, passing the hat to try to make ends meet.
Yeah, that is basically our business model. We do not take corporate donations. Possibility that we would have to alter our message due to pressures from our donors would be seriously problematic and would do damage to our brand. That is not something that we can do. So we do solicit private donations from folks who want to help us to keep our message going out there and to keep this kind of theater, political theater, in the community. We always finish our shows by saying, now is your opportunity to pay for free theater. So we rely on the audience very heavily. And it has gotten harder. We have a pitch after each of our shows where we speak to the audience directly about the issues that the show brought up and also about helping us to support the ongoing efforts. And in this year's pitch, we include the fact that the NEA has given us nothing this year. Mm. In past years, we've gotten fairly substantial monies from the National Endowment for the Arts. This year, they gave us nothing. Our president-like object in the White House zeroed out the NEA budget. They didn't completely shut down because Congress gave them something, but they are really hurting. So when I say that the NEA didn't give us anything, let us not confuse that as a complaint about the NEA itself. They are doing the best they can, and we really need to help them to stay alive because they've helped us.
So how does it impact your productions when money gets tight, when one of your big grants goes away?
Well, it does impact some things. There become some things that we can't do. I think mostly we're pretty good at creating our sets and costumes and everything on a very tight budget. The biggest impact, I think, is it limits how many shows we can do and where we can do them. That there are some localities, cities, where the community would love to have us, but they can't quite put together enough money themselves for us to be able to make the trip. A big part of that is gas. Sometimes it's housing. If we have sufficient community support, people put us up in their homes when we're out on tour, and they feed us as well. And if there aren't enough, isn't enough, what you might say, critical mass of folks in that area who want to help us, then it's sometimes not really possible for us to get out there. So we really do our best to get the message to where we think it's going to be most well received, and also to places where they maybe don't get to see as much theater and newly created cultural content as other places. It does impact that, our ability to tour as widely as we'd like to be able to do.
And yet, you are this year marking your 60th anniversary.
Yeah.
That is many more years than many agitprop arts organizations can claim. What do you think accounts for the San Francisco Mime Troupe's resiliency?
Well, we're carrying on a cultural tradition that began in that was somewhat begun in the Bay Area in the 50s and 60s, but really, if you can go back much, much further than that, into previous centuries. So I think that people are really desperate to hang on to real informative culture. There's terrific things happening in all media. There's terrific things on the radio. There's terrific things in the movies and on television. But there's also limitations in each medium, whether it's theater or anything else. And so people, I think, really want to see a wide variety and see especially culture that is talking about things that are not necessarily being talked about all over the place. So we really try to, whenever we are examining an issue, we try to find a way into it that is not the same way into it that everybody else who's talking about it may be taking. So in this particular case, with this show, with Treasure Island, maybe it's the entertainment concept of pirates as developers, and with other shows it might be focusing on a particular aspect of the issue. But I think that's a big part of it, that people appreciate that when we look at a subject, that we look at it not from the same perspective that people have heard it talked about in other contexts. We give them a new perspective whenever possible.
Well, Daniel Savio, thank you for the work, and thanks for coming in to talk about it.
My pleasure.
Daniel Savio is the lyricist for the San Francisco Mime Troupe, which has just kicked off its summer production. It's entitled Treasure Island. It's a musical theater production about development politics and pollution. This weekend's performances are going to be in Willard Park in Berkeley starting at 2 p.m. They will be all across Northern California over the course of the rest of the summer. You can see their full schedule on their website, sfmt.org.